Welcome to GamerCast. I'm Adam.
Cool.
And this is Paul, and this is Rudis. No one can be asked.
I'm back from travelling the world, trying to find myself.
He found himself in Maplin's.
I found myself down the crack between the sofa and, like, the cushion. Like so many lost TV remotes and spare change.
So it's always interesting when you start pulling off...
Speaking of TV remotes!
Uh-oh. Now that we'll be done.
Turn off media.
Well, because this episode is so boring, I thought I was going to watch The Simpsons.
Okay, he wants to watch The
Simpsons. No.
Put it down. Put down the remote.
We have things to talk about.
Oh, do we? Oh, no, it's crashed.
Yeah, don't crash the computer with...
Yeah, but I actually crashed it with your crappy beta of Vista.
No, this is episode 38.
Is it?
I can put on a very... disappointed face, but you can't see it because we have no letters whatsoever.
So yeah, this is our last episode, so screw you.
We've won the lottery and we're all going to live in a cardboard box.
Yeah, but a nice cardboard box.
Oh yes, a nice cardboard box.
Jeweled
encrusted
cardboard box.
At least 60 acres wide.
Yeah.
Don't know how long it is. It's so long you can even measure it.
Why is your gamer tag still up on the GamerCast? Site. You haven't got a 360 anymore.
Yeah, just because if I went over your house and blew up your 360, would your gamer tag disappear off the net?
No, it wouldn't. But
there you go then.
I would have thought.
All right, you know,
maintenance-wise, someone would have done something about it now.
I've still paid for my Xbox.
Shut up, you! Shut up. There's one basic reason why
you're an idiot.
There's no point.
Okay, fine. Screw
for a year.
Oh, okay.
On the card, once it hits after November, it'll turn back to silver. Right. You
all right.
Talk.
Fair enough.
There's a reason why it's still on the site.
Not for this Windows Live stuff as well.
The fuck are you doing? We're talking about the GamerCast website.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that gamer tag having something to do with Windows gaming soon as well?
Whatever, yeah.
I was just wondering whether that's why you left
it. It's still on there because, one, it means I'd have to open up the FTP client. It means I'll have to download the template for that. It means I'll have to edit out his little line for his gamer tag and upload it again. That's too much hassle.
And
when we know he's going to buy a 360 in 2 minutes' time anyway.
Sounds like a lot of work for a blogging site.
Yeah, considering the fact that I still actually have the gamer tag at home. It's on my memory card. I never got rid of the memory card. So if I came over like your place or his place, I still got my ID.
Oh, look, it's that guy, the trader who sold his Xbox.
Right there.
He signed on live. Let's kick his ass. Let's
do
his profile. The traitor. Adam.
No.
Selling 360.
I was like, oh.
Trailer.
Hey.
Rogue
trailer. It's not my fault that
it is your fault.
Broke.
Nobody else's breaks.
It's because I had the cool one and everyone else had the normal one.
You've already spoken about what I was going to speak about.
What did you talk about?
You spoke about the Dead Rising demo last week.
Yeah, so. But I don't like it. You know?
He talked about it and said that he was going to show me it and that was about it.
And then
I
forgot.
Okay.
So yeah, anyway, on with new releases this week. We've got one Uber title on the PC, and that is Darkstar 1 Collector's Edition.
Is that an Uber title, isn't it? Because I don't know what it is.
I ain't got a fucking clue what it is either.
It just had something to do with X3 on it or something. UFO.
Yeah.
Oh, it's something to do with that.
And on the Xbox, we had Dreamfall, The Longest Journey.
That's quite good for a game set in South Africa.
Really?
Yeah. It's all set in South Africa in the future.
But nothing else came out at all, so that was it.
Although I've only played the PC version, so
yeah.
The Xbox one might be crap.
We are in the eye of the storm. Everything's getting quieter and quieter until September. Then we're going to
The 2nd, the 8th, and so on.
We're going to be up to our eyeballs in...
September the 2nd?
Yeah.
That the Wii thing?
It's probably...
Yeah, the Wii's coming out in September, cool.
Is it?
No. Yeah, it looks like it might be. Or one of the other things is soon there's a German...
Shut up, Adam, you don't know what you're talking about.
Germans.
The Wii
Germans
is delayed to next year.
He's because he's talking. A German,
Germans are invading Nintendo.
The German electronic conference is happening beginning of September or it's end of August.
Oh, awesome. That's that conference that everyone always brings lots of new information to and doesn't just recycle everything, isn't it?
Well, it's better than E3 now.
Right, let me finish.
E3
it's got nothing to do with the actual conference, but Nintendo have announced that they've got a press release one day before. Okay. It won't say what it is, so everybody.
Our new Wii has extra feature. It has plug to power it on.
So everybody's thinking that before that conference, they're going to announce either a definite price or a definite date.
Oh, right. Okay, fair enough.
But the rumours are that it probably will be maybe October-ish, November, for the release. There's lots of rumours are flying around on the net at the moment. Right, so that was it for releases, because Bug Rule's out.
Yeah, forgive Dreamfall, Troy. On the PC, not on the Xbox one's fully crap.
Right, you want to talk about Dead Rising, or shall I? I can talk about City Heroes, and I start playing again. Just a quick note, or shall I?
Awesome, brand new multiplayer game.
Massive multiplayer! Brand new City Heroes, been playing it for ages.
Because World of Warcraft is shit, by the way.
Is it?
I've decided it is.
Okay.
I've never played it, but I don't want to play it because everyone's like, "World of Warcraft's so great," so I don't want to play it.
I think the problem with massive multiplayer,
I'm elitist and up my own ass like that.
Oh, it's so
massive multiplayer games. I think it's all down to preference and whether or not you enjoy playing it.
I like playing crap multiplayer games like Planet Side, which is actually shit, but it's still the best one I've played. Because Galaxy's just crap.
I think some people just get too much into the addictive leveling up.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
I got pulled on World of Warcraft.
Why? You pay for this rubbish.
No. It was free for him.
How's that?
Well, when you buy World of Warcraft...
although I do like this soundtracking.
when you buy World of Warcraft, it comes with an extra code.
A 10-day trial for somebody else.
So he's been playing 10 days for me.
What did you think?
He leveled up quicker than I do because I couldn't get him off the damn thing. We barely could record
He did like
he
it.
He was
then.
Addicted to it. He was on it until God knows what time in the morning.
Yeah, so it wasn't a thumbs down like he just made to him a minute ago.
The only time he ever whinged was he made his character fall asleep because me and Catherine were slightly role playing and doing things, and I was going around sorting out my armor, and he was like, "I want to kill stuff." He'd go off and he was there, and you could follow him through the forest. All you do is find a dead trail of wolves.
Also, Catherine's on it as well, she?
Wolves and cows
for
going
like 10 minutes.
Through the forest.
10 day or was she just not like it or what?
She just did.
She had it anyway, but she signed up for another month and we got it, but she never really played it.
Yeah. But we were hardcore.
I was like
You were like two levels behind me and started running off. Oh no, this stuff is attacking me, I don't know, run away.
Because he was the warrior and I ended up being the asshole, kicked the mage, and I get my ass kicked all the time.
I hate mage characters, always.
I've never used one before, so I just
mages rock. If you see my mage character in Oblivion.
Give me a big fucking
let's start
axe.
Oblivion up.
I'm always goes for the paladin because basically I've got a massive big sword.
Because
I can heal myself at the same time.
Say, give me a big axe or a sword and I'm happy. Bow and arrow, dude, just as long as it's not some wimpy magic.
I like being a druid as well in World of Warcraft.
Yeah, no, Ultima Online, that was my favourite online game. I was on that for a while. Ultima Online, it was like a 2D sort of top-down, almost top-down.
Myself, I can't wait for the new Neverwinter Nights 2.
Did you do that?
No, that's in the game anyway.
Is it?
Yeah.
Shocker.
Stab you.
Who the fuck is he?
He drew a
he's
stick.
He's the bloke in the Fighters Guild.
This is how you kill
and
someone.
And he kidnaps an Argonian, and then he like draws out his plan of what he's going to do.
And it looks like a 5-year-old's drawing.
I'm going to stab.
It's taking the piss out of a Dark Elf, so I don't like that. That's what my character is. Why does this look so much better on your computer than it does on mine? Your system's no better than mine at the moment.
No,
I should have done it. I should have went on Oblivion and taken lots of photos. PC Gamer was doing a competition at first.
Ow.
Oh, yeah, that's when he got shot through the chest with
ow.
Lots of arrows.
Yeah, that's why I never understood that. He just stood there with them poking out of him, and he's just like, yeah, cool, this is awesome. Now, here's one thing I didn't like. That and the pitiful animation that every Elder Scrolls game displays.
Yeah, it was a lot better, but oh my god, how much does it look like the character is rollerblading when you start using strafe? When you're running forward, because he's just doing this, sliding on the floor, and
it's more the jump animation. He doesn't really like ever crouch and push up with his feet. He just launches.
Yeah.
But it is good, and the soundtrack's good.
Oh yeah, stay in first person, you'll never notice.
Yeah, that's why I do. You see, I thought the actual animation was better in Morrowind of the character.
Yeah, I would say that, but the animation, the programming for the characters to move around and
the interaction with each other,
everybody
well
outside
yeah.
of your outside of you is better in Oblivion. But yeah,
there's a guy that's trying to do a multiplayer mod for it at the moment.
Yeah,
he's got it up to two players, I think, at the moment.
Yeah, we did a thing about that a couple of episodes.
You should do a They did. Wow, they just like grew. Why does this look so much better than mine?
What, you mean your new uber high-end PC, which is actually really crap?
I don't have an uber high-end PC. Not anymore. What's when I got it?
But it's more powerful than mine, isn't it?
Only, well, how?
Well, that's your raw one there, mate.
The processor's faster a bit, but you've overclocked yours up to mine anyway now.
Have I?
Probably.
Mine's running stock at the moment.
Is it? Oh, well, you were overclocking it. And you've got the same graphics card as me. Except
it's only overclocked 40 megahertz at the moment.
Right. And you've got the same graphics card as me, except on AGP instead of PCIe. It can't make that much difference.
Hell!
Maybe it's your monitor. It's your Uber monitor, I think, that makes it look better.
He's got a red shield. Kill him.
Go find the person that wants
that
to know all about
this is the vampire's
necrophilia,
isn't it?
Well, you're about I was in Skin Ground.
Yeah, and that the problem.
Yeah, the blokey is a vampire.
Where does everyone live?
I live in Skin Ground.
You live in Skin Ground, what about you?
I didn't really live anywhere, I just travel.
See, I wanted a house in Coral and I couldn't get
one.
I had to go in Leowyn, I think, like that.
Something I bought
like
Leowyn,
is it? Leowyn, is that what it's called? Is that the one with all the weird moss hanging off of everything?
Down in the south, yeah.
I think that's where I could afford my house. I couldn't afford one.
I don't like that one, because every time I go outside, you can always see the blooming gate, because I got rid of that one.
A criminal scum. Nobody breaks the law on my watch.
You're a criminal.
Then pay with your...
Pay with your blood!
Run away.
Don't run away, you
It's coming
my,
like
my guy is like level one.
You're a mage as well, you pussy.
Run away, he's coming right for you.
Shoot him with magic.
Oh. He's gonna get you. He's gonna get you. Run away. Run away.
Frost magic. You missed him.
Yeah, that's only short range.
Fire magic's rubbish.
Yeah, it's not even
there
working.
Ooh, he's on fire.
Do
so like
these guys
that,
actually die?
Not when you're only level 2 like me.
No, but when you're even like... Can you actually kill the guards?
Yeah,
they just fall over. Because the important guards just fall over, don't they?
Yeah, all important characters just like, you know, whatever.
Get knocked out and then wake up a minute later.
I think you pissed him off.
I think you did as well, mate.
He's still coming for you. He's got a friend.
Oh, come on, that grass should have set on fire then. That's just poor coding. Should have a giant bushfire now with you firing.
So just imagine that if you could actually start.
Globules of magic everywhere.
You start a fire, you could go around and destroy all of the world by setting fire to trees.
So have we actually got anything to talk about this episode, or am I just playing Oblivion?
Well, you're playing Oblivion whether we've got anything to talk about or not at the moment.
Well, guys chasing
there was
me.
Some stuff to talk about, but I can't remember what it was, but it was written on the screen.
It was new releases, which we've already covered, because there wasn't any.
There's only two.
It was the Dead Rising demo and a few other demos that have been let out on the 360 recently, which have been fair to good. None of them have been really, really terrible yet, which is good.
So what did you
good
think
news.
About Dead Rising? Because you just kept swaying. Yeah.
Dead Rising I thought was a lot of fun. I can see how the novelty will wear off, but there does seem to be a story behind it as well, so it's worth playing through at least once. Mm. And then you can play through in a Lego head with no other clothes on for the comedy value of it afterwards. With a shotgun and stuff like that. And I'm sure there's Capcom games always have lots of funny weapons or crazy weapons. To
like a flat screen monitor.
Yeah, something like that.
Does it look like it's got one of those games like what Grand Theft Auto 3 had on PlayStation 2 where, like myself, I've never completed one of those games because I never got into playing them. I literally just was bored, I sat down, put it in, and I went around killing stuff.
I think, to be perfectly honest with you, I think if you go around killing stuff, I think you'll run into the story on this one anyway, whether you want to or not, just because once you've killed everything, you'll run into another area and the next bit of the story will come up. That's what it seems like. I mean, that's what I can tell from the demo. Wherever if you run out to a part where it's got a load, in the demo at the moment, you just get a cutscene with another character.
The cutscenes are really cool.
And the cutscenes are good.
Especially the one with the gun people.
What, with him and his wussy son that wouldn't shoot?
Yeah.
The cutscenes are good, and the voice acting's actually not that bad. Especially seeing it's being done in
the
feel of a cheesy B movie.
Yeah, the dialogue's cheesy, but it's
that's
well,
the idea. I mean, it's based on a cheesy movie anyway.
So it's got that kind of.
Because George Romero can't write shit. Can't write scripts for shit, so.
Like Dawn of the Dead.
Dawn of the Dead, yeah. There's all disclaimers at the beginning of the demo saying this has got nothing to do with George Romero or the film company or anything. They don't have a personal stake in this. They've not agreed to it. Nothing, because it's a blatant rip.
It's a zombie movie,
but
classic zombie movie.
Yeah,
you know,
in the game. Yeah, but no, the story. It looks like there's a story to it that's worth playing through for, and it looks like you won't have much of a choice anyway. Because
It might be one of those games where there's stuff to unlock, and you pretty much got to run through the game once before you can start doing this, and you're going through several times hunting stuff down.
To me, comparing it to other recent releases on the 360, it's going to be one that's actually worth a shot.
Mm.
And, you know, Capcom don't often make terrible games.
No.
They got a pretty good track record, so, you know, and especially with zombies. Yeah, you suck at Minesweeper. In terms of other demos that came out, 99 Nights wasn't too bad, although it was very, very sort of... What, Destiny Warriors, is that?
Yeah, it's one of those sort of
games. It's good. It's alright, and that looks like it might have a story behind it as well. Well, it definitely does, because it starts with a cutscene, but I reckon it might get old eventually as well, because eventually you're just swinging your sword
and stuff around. You're just pressing X and Y.
Yeah, again and again, you're just mashing buttons and sending goblins flying, but, you know, you might get some harder characters or some tougher bosses and more abilities later on, which I'm sure you will. Might make it a bit better.
But honestly, Destiny Warriors has been going through quite a lot, and they're always being snapped out real quickly, so there is a fan base out there for that style of game.
Oh yeah,
it's
there is, definitely.
But
the thing is, the fan base is retarded, and will only buy that particular brand.
I don't know, 99 Nights was getting quite a lot of attention originally.
Yeah, sure, but the idiots who just buy games by brand won't really give a toss. They're just saying, oh, wait for PlayStation.
Well, we'll see. It might have a bit of a better scoring on
Saints
that.
Row.
Even with Five Empire. Is Five Empires out on the 360?
I don't know.
I think it is.
Saints Row turned out to be not nearly as bad as I thought it was going to be. It needs a lot of work, especially the car handling. But it has got the dude that played the Arbiter in it, I think. I think it's his voice. It seems to be.
With a pink hat.
Yeah, with a pink hat and a cross, and you get the shit kicked out of you by girls and guys at the beginning of the demo, but it's not too bad. Visually, it's not terrible. I like the idea of actually being able to customise a character properly from the start. I don't know whether he's going to be another mute like you had in all the other GTA games before.
Mm, where you can say he's kind of nodding your head.
Yeah,
sort
you
of
just
thing.
Kind of nod your head thing, because obviously, you know, you can choose to be a black guy, a Asian guy, a white guy, and, you know, classically they have different sounding voices, so you can't just have one voice actor for all of them if they're going to do that. So I think he probably will be a mute. But, it doesn't seem too bad. I mean, it's not, you know, it is a blatant GTA rip, and it's probably not going to be as good in the end. And probably not worth £50, or however much 50 games are anywhere else.
Won't be surprised, most of its sales will come from either the GTA fans are willing to give something a different go, or the fact of the people that are kind of like, I want something new, that looks good, kill something.
Most of the sales will come from people who just like to be able to shoot and kill things in games for no good reason.
And then
there's an awful lot of people that like those games. Yeah. There's an awful lot of people that want to kill.
Kill. Got hold of the new expansion pack for Civ 4. I've not yet to play it yet.
Yet to play Civ 4 at all. I should have left my PC on at home and let you remote desktop that.
Probably blocked by a firewall.
Don't you need to accept?
No, this is just remote desktop rather than remote assistance.
You do need to accept on remote desktop. Oh no, that's remote assistance, isn't it? Yeah. So what's this on? Is this on your server or something? Oh, I see.
See, that's the thing I like about it.
That's cool.
Having the extra access. Yeah. Now this is an annoying thing. Paul won't give much to it, but Alienware, obviously they have their own website.
Alienware are owned by Dell.
So
yeah, and you've got a Dell monitor.
A Samsung panel.
Unfortunately, anything that's on the .com site, unfortunately.
.com. We need a new top level domain. .noob.
They do, yeah.
PlayStation.noob.
You can't buy anything from the UK on Alienware.com. You can only get it off .co.uk, which is flipping pissing me off.
Why is that a problem? Different offers.
Yeah, they got different stuff going, which I wanted to get hold of. Because, you know, did you ever see they did the limited edition Star Wars towers?
No, but... Oh, yes, I did. They were hideous.
They've done another hideous...
Much like all the Alienware systems.
They've done another hideous one, which I'm not too keen on, but the laptop is much better. They've just brought out... Now, these ones are proper limited edition, because on the website, it does actually say how many they started with and how many are actually left to buy. They've done a deal with DC Comics, and they've made a Superman edition tower and laptop. Now the tower, it's basically it's the same as the Star Wars one. It's
I like these themed things.
But the laptop I did like. I must say, it was for me. It was a nice laptop. It was nice blue, with just a simple Superman logo on the top, and that was it. Fair enough. Know, the whole XP was completely customized to a Superman theme. But
I'm not a big fan of like these modded cases or anything. Not just like movies on the side, but like you know the ones with like blue and fake chrome bits on it with dragons on it and stuff.
Oh yeah, no, I don't like
it. You know, if you've got to have a window on the side, which I think isn't really all that necessary either, then just
looking at pulls. I like pulls because it illuminates.
Mine isn't over the top.
Make it subtle.
It's subtle.
The light's in there on the motherboard, and there's one in the fan at the back.
Because I've got blue and red.
Yeah, I've not got strips of light in there. Yeah.
It's just got
dancing
simple,
around.
Simple blue and red, and it's merging together in several
and
it, parts.
And it's a nice black purple. Shiny case, which is probably really dusty if we had the light on, but whatever.
Fair enough, I wouldn't go for one of
those. So modding your PC like that is about as cool, we've decided, as modding your car.
Yeah, I...
And being a boy racer.
The Alienware towers, I'm
and
not
a
that,
big exhaust on
I'm not
that, have no
I'm
attack.
Not that keen on the Alienware towers. The laptops I like, because most laptops, tablets look lush. But I find...
Rudis is a tablet.
But for most laptops...
I am a tablet.
Rudis has a tablet.
Yes. I do have a tablet.
Which is very happy. Yeah, I've seen your tablet. But
we need to get wrist on
actual
that,
notebooks.
And then I can put some cool...
You got wrist on your tablet?
Yeah. Has it over it.
Okay, I didn't know you'd done that. I was scared about putting it on my tablet because I spent a lot of money on it and then I thought, am I going to kill it? I like your tablet.
See, that's
it's
nice.
Lighter
it's
than
it's
mine.
Got, it's not a nice style, but most notebooks, I don't know, I just find them boring. It's just like a box you open up.
Well, that's the idea, isn't it?
Yeah, but I want something a little bit more. For me, for a notebook, it has to be a bit more stylish. Tower is just the box that goes in the cupboard that the computer plugs into.
Isn't that going to affect things, you defragmenting?
Defragmenting that.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah, because we're...
I'll defrag this one as well. I'll defrag all the drivers.
No, don't, because that's going to, like...
We can really test out the NT-kernel.
I see what
his computer goes, well, I don't want to do game of cast and defrag at the same time.
I see what you're doing.
Carry on talking, don't mind me.
Yeah, he's...
I've talked about everything I know about now. That Lost Planet was good, but that's like 8 months old now, so...
Ooh, saw some more stuff for Spore.
Ooh, Spore?
Yeah, they've also said that this is...
You see, this is coming from the man who created The Sims, and therefore I'm not all that...
Oh, no, it does look good.
Will Wright has created one of the most evil things in history. Because The Sims was just basically Big Brother on your computer. You can just watch other people
live their lives
and have a little more control. So it's like, why don't you go out and live your life yourself?
And then you just look at the sales and you just think, why didn't I invent that game?
Oh yeah, you do, totally.
But
it was obviously a good idea on his part.
He made
Electronic Arts and Maxis very, very, very happy.
One thing that he has said about making Spore is he says Sims is going to get better. They said a lot of the stuff they've been inventing for Spore, they've actually got a team looking at for ideas for converting it over to The Sims on later updates.
I see.
As well as they said, now there is nobody on the team whatsoever working on this, but it's been put aside as in something to do when Spore is finished. The Spore will be made as an alternative version for the consoles. So there will be versions coming out for the consoles like they did with Sims. They said one thing they will be doing is the fact that, say for argument's sake, you make your creature up, and it's like a three-headed alien that falls over all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got it on your PC. Little Timmy at home on his Xbox 360, whatever it is.
Any particular reason for choosing that name?
You know,
in correspondence with Down Syndrome Aliens.
Timmy! I've been watching South Park too much.
Batteries.
I lost my thought track. Someone on a console's version will be able to access the same downloadable content that's automatically updated.
I suppose that's kind of cool.
Which they said they wanted to actually add into The Sims to the point now where the editor for The Sims will be similar, where you'll be able to do what you want and change the people a little bit more. It is looking quite good. They did say some stuff they were starting to talk about is going to be removed from Spore because of the build time, but they said that one thing is that everything he said that's going to be in Spore will be in Spore, whether or not it's on release or it's in the next expansion pack. Whatever they can't get done now, they'll work on more and then it will be updated at a later date, which is nice to hear.
I suppose that's kind of cool. What are you doing?
I'm trying to stop all these processes that have totally destroyed the computer.
I say this. So Vista on your tablet isn't that good?
This build went funny a couple of days ago.
Is this your newer build than the public beta?
Yeah, this is free build newer.
So is this more stable than the public beta? Or a bit more? Can I have yours?
release candidate wasn't too far away, so that'd be public as well.
How far?
6 months.
That's way far away. Something's supposed to be coming out, isn't it? 6 months from now.
Soon.
I don't know, give it a month or so.
What do we all want for Christmas?
Right, I don't. That should do the trick.
I don't want Christmas.
I want Bill Gates shares in Microsoft.
Okay, right. Hand a plate.
Okay.
I would be quite happy with
just opening up
the interest of half a million.
If I crash it, can I tell you or not?
What else did we have written on the show notes?
Dunno.
To the show notes.
Future releases. See, I know my shit.
Yes. Future releases, yeah.
Right, so stuff that's coming out in the future, what's looking good?
So we're just going to look ahead to Christmas, and that's all you're going to be doing for the next, 6 months worth of shows, because...
No.
Nothing's going to happen.
Funky ripples.
Yes, I know, it's the ripples. They were pretty. They were just like that. They were just like that JavaScript that got written about 10 years ago.
What shall I call this? It's Karen talking to you.
Okay, Karen talking. No, it's September. Like I was saying, it's September, everything will start picking up a bit more, but at the moment everything's kind of a bit lame.
Grr.
Not much to talk about.
Yeah, man, that's because we're not doing any research for the show. We need to research.
Well, I wanted to talk about...
Tell this web page to load.
It's a wireless network.
I'll just
talk
about City Heroes while you
two
do that.
Yeah, the wireless is working.
I must admit, if any of you out there are City Hero fans and are not playing it, but you were pretty cool, I would say go back to it now. Now is the best time to play it.
You see, I still own it with the 30 days free from the thing. I bought it and then never played it. I've still got a month free on it. Of course, it will probably have about 8 days of updates to download these days.
It took me... I left my computer on all night and then it was done.
See, that's my only worry about going back to any online games, the fact that there's going to be so many updates, where I don't really want to go back to PlanetSide, and the fact that about 3 people play it these days. So if anyone out there plays PlanetSide, then email Gamercast, then...
We'll pass it on to Rudis.
Yeah, and I might think about it
if
more than 5 people do it.
That's the thing I'm liking about it, is the fact that I found too many people were those kind of guys where they're just kids playing it, and they managed to convince their mums to lend them the credit card, and they got me killed so much, I never could level up quick, because I was always dead for people... You know, but now it's only the hardcore people that still play it that are still on there. And now every time I'm on there, I literally last around about 6 minutes before someone says, do you want to join my team? I've already gone up around about 3 high levels because people were like doing really good missions and working well as teams. So I'm enjoying it at the moment.
Speaking of me, what, by the way?
I did have your pay slips around there. I don't know where they've gone.
No, I don't care. That's all been spent anyway.
I've just been doing my pay slips today, going through all my paperwork, sorting it all out for my new computer desk, which was quite cool. Waiting to MFI to find a new computer desk. A bit like this, where it's a top one and a low one below.
Well, this is a cheapo desk.
Exactly.
But this one,
the desk I used to.
Mine is, it's all glass. But it was
glass?
I was looking at this one.
That's going to last a long time.
It was all nice glass.
Glass?
Glass one.
You're so going to do something to that.
Yeah, that's why nothing goes on it. There's a wood bit that comes out underneath, and I put everything on the wood bit.
You see.
But... the cool thing, it comes with a tower unit, that stands about that tall, and you put the tower in it, and all the other bits and bobs, and new CDs and stuff.
See, I've got a wooden enclosure for my tower that helps overheat the system really well. See, I've got a really crap version of a Radeon X850 XT that overheats by itself, because it didn't really get any heat pipes, just a tiny fan. Which works fine if you run it 100%, and...
Then the computer
sounds like a jet taking off. So
see, what you want is, if you've got electricity, you want the real good heating machine. You want a fridge.
Hang on
and
a minute.
Put your tower in the fridge.
What did I see? Something really cool.
And I'm sure that would work.
Jesus. Not that religion is cool, but, seeing Jesus would be kind of cool, just seeing if he actually had the beard.
How about a computer dumped in vegetable oil?
Computer dumped in vegetable oil.
Deep fried.
Ooh, is that it? Okay. So, Why did that look like someone made a robot out of an iPod?
Because they have. It looks like...
It's the Lego team with the Lego robotics visiting the Microsoft campus.
Ah.
It's like not in the 75.
Well, can I not fast forward?
No.
Obviously not. Hey. Oh, we're going to get sued.
Sued for what?
Ripping someone's...
I'm just going to show you guys the last bit.
Yeah, I don't want to listen to her going, hey, everybody, it was you first, know what I'm talking about, I'm blonde.
It was first done by Tom's Hardware, I think, were the first people to do it.
Who the hell is she?
Don't know.
So they put all the PC hardware in...
Vegetable oil?
Yeah, took all the fans off, dumped it all in there, and it works.
Exactly, vegetable oil. Yeah, it looks like shit, though.
What does?
A computer and a vegetable oil.
The only question you have to ask yourself is, how much more weight would that be? You'd never be able to lift it up. It's slush.
Yeah, right.
Slush,
it's just a big,
slush.
Big.
You'd have to. It's like you'll have plugs on the side.
Yeah, but just think, it'll be silent.
Yeah, it'll stink like shit after a while as well.
Yeah, just.
I'm sure it'll smell after. You'd have to change your oil.
Yeah,
on your PC.
Your PC
because
oil.
If there's any heat on it, any slight heat that's being absorbed by it is going to start. It's like when you fry oil, it's just there's going to be scent. You're there, you turn it on, and you're like, you've been hardcore it all night on some game. You're like,
it looked like
sounds, smells like someone's cooking something.
It looked like the power supply they put in there had fans in it, though.
They took the fans out,
right? I was going to say,
so that it's not going,
that'd be awesome. To be churning up oil, making a clear froth on the top, computer frothing.
Yeah, but you could just imagine it, you come with these pipes and this kit, and it's kind of like, you know, when you have to empty out your fish tank, you have to move the fish and empty out the water and clean it.
I don't bother removing the fish, I just empty the I just
drain it.
They need to
drain the fish as well.
They need to genetically engineer fish that can live in vegetable oil.
And then you've got
then you
fish,
can have fish going
around
your computer.
That's what you want. You want, it's like a fish tank tower with oil in, so you can see in through the oil, and it's got all the, you could just imagine they'll have illuminance inside your tower.
That would be good though, actually, wouldn't it? A fish tank that is
but
a
they'd have
computer
to,
case.
You'd have to have some really good seals for the cabinets in the front, for the CD tray.
Have the CD drives outside.
Yeah, that's
the
what I mean. But
water, you know, that they put into water cooling, it's not actually conductive, is it?
What do you mean conductive? It's water.
It doesn't. But
It's denser than air, and so it radiates more heat. It carries more heat with it.
But I thought it didn't conduct electricity. The tote they put
well,
in
it doesn't touch anything because it's all closed.
Yeah.
Even the most purest water, the purest H2O that we can really get realistically, will still there's still impurities in there which will conduct the electricity.
Okay.
So you still have shorts if you just put it in water, even like really pure water.
But the best way is you put a medium between the water and the heat and the electricity so that it
absorbs. The Germans
were
looking at doing heavy water for PCs in the Second World War. That's what they were doing it for, not for nuclear bombs.
Yeah. I think it's a good idea, I must admit, especially if you wanted to have it, say, in, I don't know, a PC that you cannot have it overheating and it's pumping out some serious heat. Because look at the PCs you used to have ages ago with the big things on it. One PC took an entire room and it looked like if it fell over.
And it had 4 kilobytes of memory.
Yeah, it was an oversized calculator the size of, like, a Humvee on its ass.
Designed by a German.
Yeah. Well, just imagine, you could have a big computer that would have masses and masses amount of power and would not overheat without having to have it in a large
water. Your system rating is 3.4?
Yep.
That's shit, isn't it? That's out of 5.
No, it's out of anything.
It
there's no top limit.
So
otherwise, it was out of 5, you would get to, like, you could build a top-end system
if
today.
There's no top limit, then how can they judge what's zero, then?
Zero.
That's just basically like a 3D mark benchmark itself.
Zero
decimal.
Doesn't exist. For a computer to run Vista, it has to be 1.
Okay.
For it to run Aeroglass, it has to be 3.
What's Aeroglass?
Just transparent stuff on the window.
Alright, you can see how out of touch I am. And how much I concentrated on my beta of Vista.
So
like
if you rank as 1 on Vista, you're basically just about being able
this,
to have
this
it
thing, because
you've
of
got
the
a piece of crap computer basically.
This thing here. This comes in at 1 because of the GPU.
I suppose 0
because
does
it's a 5200 GeForce.
So
zero.
My 6200 would probably come in
exist
at like 1.1 instead.
How much RAM has it got?
I think it's got 128 dedicated.
That might come in at 2. maybe guess, three.
Or 64, cost. Maybe.
Because I mean, my graphics card in this machine comes in at 5.9.
I can't get a word in there, fish.
That's the trouble with having 60 people on the show. You can't talk, man.
Zero basically is when you put it in and it goes, sorry, cannot install.
Yeah, the reason you can't have the Vista performance ratio fancy number thing out of 5 is because you can build a system today which will score a 5. My next computer will score a 5. And so for Vista, there won't be anything faster than that then.
Okay, I get what you mean.
So it will scale.
So that is basically just like a 3D match score, except decimal instead of out of thousands.
Yeah. In beta 2, it's probably just 3. They made it even more fine.
So
the benchmark you're thinking is still for games and stuff like that, it's still better just to use 3D Mark.
Well, this is for
Vista.
The reason Vista's got the performance ratio thing is because rating, whatever, is soft PC games will add that number on.
Yeah, I thought that's what they were going to do. So, you know, you need a system rating of at least
that's the plan.
3
See, look,
or
you
more
can go,
than
you
2
can go,
sort of thing to run this game.
You can go straight to the marketplace and view software for my score, and it will tell you what software and which
one. That's a good idea. That might actually revive PC gaming. That'd be nice.
It will, because it's all under the Games for Windows brand. So rather than having the stale, boring PC CD-ROM, Games for Windows, showing the actual platform it's on, Windows, not Linux or the
Mac.
Evil OS, and you sorted me.
Mm. It would be good because people are...
Because
forgetting
I mean,
parts of their PC, was thinking, right, I've got this sort of process.
All
in
that
my life.
Gibberish there, or one fucking number.
Mm.
To be fair, all of the specs mean next to nothing to most people.
Exactly,
yeah.
they don't have a clue.
I mean, we've all worked in game stores. We all know how much the general public
which
know
is
about
why,
their own PC. They didn't know what was in it, so
which is
they
why
were terrified of buying
the
games.
Amount of times
Vista
I've written
also lists
on
how, all
where to find it.
Mm.
Vista also. Lists in one convenient place where you can find all your
everything that's in your system.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, then there's a button to print.
That's good. Have you got a printer?
Yeah, but it's turned off.
I see.
I've actually got lots of printers. Look.
Yeah, but they're all just
really?
Document
Ooh,
image
sent
makers.
To Microsoft as well.
Awesome. This is my system, Microsoft. Have a look. It's great.
Access denied. Unable to connect. Yes, it's not plugged in.
Can you print anything to Microsoft?
Fuck you, Bill.
Have you seen
give
those
me some
new
cash?
Have you seen those Apple adverts, the ones where it's the
oh
guys?
God.
It's hi, I'm a PC. Hi, I'm a Mac.
I think I have seen them.
Because it's the guy out of Dodgeball plays the Mac, and he's got that one where he's holding hands with someone and he's looking at going, "What are you doing?" It's like we're networking.
Yeah, no, I have seen that.
Bill Gates at Microsoft.
There's no way that's actually his address.
This is public address.
So that gets like a million death threats and insults a day.
Apparently he's got a whole team to filter.
So people get paid just to filter his... Why not just not bothering a public account? It's surely just idiots emailing him anyway.
He gets sent like a million emails a day or something.
Yeah,
stupid.
And they're probably all stupid from morons.
Hey man, I want money.
Oh, I suppose he's got to feel... He's got to,
this is
hey
my
man.
Charity, it's called I Am Poor. Give me money, Bill. And Melinda.
Hey, this is Steve Jobs, remember me?
This is my charity, it's called Apple is Poor. Can you buy more shit ass?
Oh dear.
I reckon they should just give up on computers altogether and just carry on with their handheld music paraphernalia.
Well, they practically are, because I predict within 5 years there'd be an OEM for Windows.
iPod's good though.
What they need to do is they
no,
need
it's not.
It's a pretty smooth play when you
right.
get down to it, dude.
I want
to
see what happens.
Let's look at what people actually say.
Well, you're
let's
doing
not.
That. Well, you're doing
let's
that
talk about games.
We have this matey here who says his iPod exploded.
Because he didn't put it in oil. You've got to put your Apple in oil.
That's what they're meant to do. Read the manual.
Oh, they're meant to explode?
That's the idea, then you buy a
do
new
you know
one.
Why mine's
so that is why all those terrorists are buying them to blow up planes with.
Yeah,
they
weren't actually putting any explosives into them. They were just carrying an iPod on the plane,
hoping it would blow up.
Yeah,
that's why mine.
Oh, did you see the MacBook which caught fire? It was in sleep mode, just on a desk, and it actually burst into flames.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, people
it didn't have oil. It needed to put oil in.
Yeah. Well, allegedly, according to all the documentaries, you've had people in sleep mode on their chairs, and they just burst into fire. So I don't see why a Mac can. It's just spontaneous combustion.
Spontaneous Macintosh combustion.
Yeah, that's true.
He was probably trying to update itself.
Oh, funny. Right. Killed.
It had a bad dream in sleep mode. I wish I was a PC.
I wish I could run games.
He's running towards... It's an apple running towards the window and there's lots of angry penguins chasing him.
I think we stretched this as far as it can go.
Anyway, Apple should be sued by the Linux community.
Are there any games on Linux?
Sure.
Yeah, once they write a Windows emulator to run them.
Once they reverse engineered DirectX to try and get SAS to work.
You buy.
Oh man, we can nearly get Civilization 2 to run.
Linux for Taiwans.
Linux is alright.
Oh bollocks, is it? We use Linux at work, it's a piece of shit.
You use Linux, you suck.
No, we use Fedora.
Hammer. I use that on my server.
Fedora's a piece of crap. It's rubbish.
How many times does it crash on you a day?
It depends who's using it. Me, I'm quite careful with it, so. But if the manager's on it, then it crashes all the time. And our till system, even our actual EPOS till systems, our actual sales points are run on Fedora. It's awful.
That's the advantage of Windows, you cannot crash it.
I don't know, we crash Windows NT again quite a lot.
NT4, 10 years old, upgrade.
Yeah, it was a piece of crap. It was still supposed to be a business program.
Yeah, but the actual OS never crashed. It was a crappy tool software.
600 Canadians admit they exist.
Well, man, what else have we got on the news?
Google News. Canadians, you're all actually coming out and admitting you exist. It's incredible. No one ever hears anything from you. You're just like a big country that's not really...
Oh, there. Yeah, did you hear AOL software is now free?
I'm a Canadian.
I am a Canadian, and I'm proud. You're going to have Canadian pride matches in this piece.
All dressed up as Mounties.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
Did you hear that AOL are giving their software away for free?
I thought it was always
everyone throwing it back
no,
at them.
No, you had to have the AOL subscription. Now you can now it's just
why would
free.
Anyone want it? It was a piece of shit when you had to pay for it, let alone if they're giving it away for free.
It should come with a free disc that allows you to wipe your hard drive when you finish with it.
Jobs talks up Apple's cell phone. I wonder where he got the idea for that.
What, they're going to do an Apple operating system on a phone?
Well, Apple don't have an operating system. Apple just repackaged FreeBSD and put their own GUI on it.
To be perfectly honest with you, if they bring out a phone that's an iPod as well, then it's going to sell
millions. They did, and it flopped. You could only fit 32 songs on it.
Yeah, if they bring it out with a memory. Yeah, if they did like a phone in sort of, you know...
Apple don't have the engineering ability to do anything like that.
It would be scary if they did.
If they did, they'd sell millions of it if it was like an iPod video and a phone.
Mm.
With like, you know, pocket PC controls.
You're going down the road and all of a sudden the last track finishes and you're like, I need to ring my mum. Sorry, you cannot because you have no battery power because you used it as an iPod. You moron.
Yeah, man, whatever.
The only reason my iPod still works is because they're very, very
I know, MP3 music. Players suck.
What would you prefer?
I don't like portable music players at all. Everyone's so fashionable with them now. Look at my white headphones. Yeah, yeah, you're going to get mugged in London.
Would you rather have like a shopping trolley with some battery power and like some vinyl
80s! Plans? Ghetto blasters, that's where it's at.
You're damn right.
And fluorescent socks.
Star Trek 4, when they go back in time
and
the guys on the bus.
Warren G.
That's what you want. Right, we've got to design it. We want go to like I keep calling it smack generator, but cash generator.
It is smack generator, don't we?
Get a ghetto blaster, you know, real cheesy crappy ghetto blaster that no one would nick off you.
You can sell ones at Maplin with like two decks so you can nick between the two.
Just classic one that you can put on the shoulders. Looks like it would only ever play the shittest thing and no one would ever steal it off you in a million years. The only reason they would nick it is
oh,
if
come
they wanted
on, we live in Yeovil. Anyone steal anything here.
The only reason person would steal it would be to use it to throw through someone's car window to steal the car, and then take
it's a valid reason.
And then take it, take it.
Hey man, I've got this hammer, but that guy's got that really big, cool ghetto blaster.
Do I pay for this brick or do I steal the ghetto blaster?
And then put a MP3 player inside it, plugged in, so you can't see MP3 player. So instead of looking around like you're fashionable, you're going around with an MP3. 80s style ghetto blaster that all it has.
Why don't you just put it in your pocket and then just have it hooked up?
Because then you get mugged.
Because then you've got the white classic lines coming up
just
your t-shirt going into
black.
Your ear.
I know.
I'm not
Look, headphones, they're black.
I'm not a massive fan of like the iPod headphones anyway, because like I said, at least spending time up in London, everyone's like, oh, you know, I've got my iPod on or something like that, and Rise of the Idiots up there.
You show them the picture of the one I wanted to get.
And you get an awful lot of people
Which
getting stabbed
did you
and
mugged
get? For them as well.
We did it on
the
show
headphones.
A while ago that's got the...
The Gigabeat.
I don't want to get stabbed for a shuffle.
The Gigabeat.
The new one.
I don't know, I got a Muse,
website now.
I got a Muse iPod Nano ripoff and it was a piece of shit.
Check out that baby.
It's a bit ugly, isn't it?
It does come in white as well, which looks better.
Yeah. But it's the fact that it's an MP3 player that.
And the fact
that
it's got a good screen, not
running,
squished up to the very
like
top
a
of the
media
player.
Center.
It's running Windows Media Center.
That is kind of cool, I've got to admit. But I don't know, I'm just anti MP3 player because I drive everywhere anyway, so I. And then walk about 5 minutes from my
even
car to where I'm going, so I don't need a portable.
The thing is,
player.
You don't listen to any podcast, do you? You don't even listen to our podcast.
No, once I finish recording this, I'm not going to think twice about it.
Exactly. With one of those funky players, you can listen to it in your car.
So you can listen to yourself?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, but you have to remember...
Vanity,
you
by name, is Paul Schmidt.
You still have to deal with people at the general public. The only people I have to deal with are the customers in America... Who only ever whinge because they can't find a file.
I'd rather deal with the public.
And people in Italy. Bar that, I never have to answer
the
phone.
Give me my stuff or
I'm
going to bomb you.
Most of the time that my phone ever rings is because it's a wrong number because someone typed the number in wrong. Or it's my dad asking me what time I'm going to be home and if I'm going with my girlfriend or I'm actually coming home for dinner. Bar that, I just sit there with headphones on working on the database. So... For me, it's good because it means I can listen to all my music. If I want to, I can download an
episode. Basically, because you've got a cushy job.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that everyone at Western sits there with an iPod on.
Most of
them do. Most of them in your area. You never know. I might join
in
you.
In the slacker land.
Hell yeah. Slacker land for a shitload more money than I get. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get into.
Actually, my job lasted a couple of weeks. They basically, as soon as I got the job, they turned around and said my job's being ended. Because the Americans don't want us there because the security level's so high, they don't want me looking at all the data.
It can't be that important. Why is it? Isn't it for EH-101s they're making for George Bush? Everyone knows what goes into them. We've been making them for about 15 years. Oh,
yeah.
Putting special stuff into George Bush's one.
Yeah,
we've got cup holders.
We're going to put iPods in there and
don't
sabotage it.
Do not knock
it. I mean, it's a good aircraft.
Yeah, but the reason why I like it is the fact that Westerns gave me a job.
That's true.
I work for Westerns,
because
not
because
the
they were because what? Because the Americans were
because
the American
I'm,
contractors were so sort of
because
paranoid.
I'm not a member of Westerns. I was a member of West Staff. You know, people that send you.
They
to
kind
camp.
Of looked at your picture and thought you might look vaguely Arab in some way, so we can't have you anywhere near anything.
So they gave me full time jobs.
Holy shit! He might be an Arab. Get him away.
No, it's cool. It's a nice job.
Hey man, we saw you in Bin Laden's training camp when we blew it up.
And
he's back.
And listen,
that paranoia is getting a bit high pitched now, isn't it?
It's ridiculous.
Do you know that when you go onto an
Which
airplane,
is 17 million Muslims in Britain now,
and they're all going
17
up because
million.
They're worried
yeah,
they're
right.
going to get arrested.
Yeah, I know, which is pretty damn bad for someone who's been born in Britain and just happens to be of a Muslim faith.
Yeah,
it's pretty harsh that they have to feel that way.
Which is why I say. We should do a crusade against the Christians. Because the last thing we need is a Christian fundamentalist like Bush going around wrecking all our evolution textbooks.
I have nothing against Muslim people, but they have one problem.
Hang on.
Let me say my words and you can say it.
We're getting into dangerous territory now, I feel.
Right.
Political caste. It finally happened.
When they all come over to this country, they all stay in close communities and they don't spread
to be fair when they come over to this country everyone else in the small mentality towns like the ones we live in huddle into a group next to each other look at them and go oh look at them they're weird they got stuff on their head that we haven't got on our heads let's hate them
exactly
so what do you expect they're going to stay
yeah,
confined
that's
to their own communities because they're accepted there whereas they go anywhere else and like your average idiot British person
yeah
the little Englander
just gives them yeah little minded you know sort of Englander just gives gives
that's
them abuse
the problem
for
because
no good
that.
Reason.
They've all into their communities. They have you get the ones that have faded off the edge and blended in, and you know they look Arab and they have their Muslim religion, but they are British. You know they are just the same as the rest of us.
Right? Who cares what fucking nationality anything is?
Everyone needs to get along and love each other.
Second point.
Oh
you know
God, it's going on.
No, here we go. This is the cool bit.
Come on, do something really right wing so I can have a go at you.
You know they stopped you,
Adam Blair.
You know they stopped you taking like liquids onto airplanes.
Yeah, fuck
in
that.
UK.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to take any liquids on a plane. The only liquid you're allowed to take on is baby formula. But baby
formula. Oh man, I'm a diabetic. I need insulin. I'm
baby,
fucked.
Baby formula goes off when you break the ceiling.
Fill my bladder with liquid explosives.
So when any parent goes on the plane, they have to break the seal and then drink out of the baby formula in front of the security before they're allowed to take
on the
plane.
Can I just butt in? The actual liquid explosive that they thought they're going to use actually has to be boiled, then it has to be condensed, and then they have to go through a few other steps before it can actually be used.
Mm.
And they can't fucking do that on a plane.
Can't
so
that
this
be done
is all
prior to getting on the plane?
No,
it has to be done
when you want to
blow it up.
Yeah. So all this stuff is fucking garbage. It sort of stopped me from taking my tablet on there. Yeah.
So they were actually just so
because my tablet might be a bomb.
So these so-called terrorists were actually fucking idiots. They didn't know what they were doing.
No, they probably did know what they were doing.
You just whip out a stove in the middle of a 747 and start boiling stuff up for tea.
I don't think they were going to use liquid explosives at all. I think this is all a little box.
Hmm. Or they were transporting.
Why would you use liquid explosives? It's so much more hassle.
Yeah. The only other reason would be is
if
they were
transporting. I don't know that much about bombs, to be honest with you.
Oh, mate, there's some really good Islamic websites here. You can have a look.
If you want to boil it, though, they do have the boiling
facilities. That was so politically incorrect, it was great.
They do have the boiling facilities on a plane, though.
Yeah, but you've got, like...
Yeah, but you can't... Oh, look, I've just got my explosives.
By the way, can I just... Air crew, can I just start using the kitchen facilities, please? That's not what your average passenger is. I think they're going to realise that something's up.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, what's up, man? I want
to
blow my
tobacco. And short of that, you're going to have to take over the airplane and subdue the air crew. So you might as well just crash the plane yourself instead of just bothering to blow it up. Anyway.
Why not just get a chain gun and sneak down there? You just hose everyone down. Cool.
What, it's a Schwarzenegger style.
It's a toy giraffe, and I'm bringing it onto the airplane. It's from my son at home. Look, you can stick your hand up his ass.
I am the governator. In my spare time, I like smoking cigars and signing death warrants.
The guy should be locked up.
I wonder if he does smoke cigars.
Everyone should be locked up and made to be friends.
Ooh, ooh, that's a really weird looking one. It's grandma.
That's weird. Cool. Are we done now?
I want to talk about politics.
We haven't really spoken about games at all. You should make a politics cast.
For the summer,
because gaming just gets so slow in the summer.
Yeah, but the summer is over, isn't it?
Yeah, I know, but there's still nothing happening until Christmas now. There's Dead Rising and that's it.
Yeah, we've still got, like, the rest of this month to get through.
Oh, come on, it's like halfway through the month as it is.
Well, you've got more than that anyway.
It's like 13th already.
You haven't got through 60.
Oh, yeah.
You 10
Wii.
Pound an hour.
I'm waiting for the
Paul
Wii.
Buy it, he doesn't think it's any good.
Wee. You buy the game, I'll let you rent my console.
Wee.
Yeah, there was some guy in work that he's going to wee on the Wii. I told
him. It's not going to be Howard, is it?
No, it's that noob who always comes in.
Noob?
Yeah, he's some fucking annoying twat.
If he does, tell him I'll buy him a
surely
PlayStation.
He's been there
3,
longer than you.
No, he didn't work there. He's just some customer who's, you know. He said he's going to wee on the Wii, so I told him I hope he unplugged it first.
No, don't tell him that, because it might add an arc of electricity might travel up.
A blue arc, because
his
it comes
urine
from the light.
From the console, and actually, like, you know, properly, like, arc then out of his junk. And sort of, like, just blow his genitals off. And that would be fantastic, because then he'd come
we
back
need,
in and
we
be like,
to...
the Wii made me a eunuch. And that'd be, like, the best story ever. Like, look at the power of the Wii. It just took away this man's, like...
Don't mess with the Wii.
Just took away this guy's...
You piss on the Wii, you lose your
Wii. It made this guy, like, you know, a non-gender specific. He's just there now. He's just a living organ sack. That's all
I
he is.
Can picture it.
Minus one organ. That'd demonstrate the full power of the Wii. It actually castrated.
Where if you peed on a PlayStation 3, it might actually start working.
We're getting back into our PS3 bashing.
Yeah.
I think the thing's going to be a huge success.
Dipped in oil. Might work then.
I think it'll probably be a huge success still, regardless.
I wonder if I actually
flop.
Put my the Xbox 360 and my Xbox 360 in oil, it'll start working again. Because you can only get it working for 5 minutes at a time.
Well, I'm not for 1 second convinced that it's any fault of the Xbox 360. It's just the fact that you've had so many of them that are broken now. I just reckon it's something.
Is that how many has Rudis gone through?
I'm still on my original one.
How many am I through?
On
my original
one,
yeah.
Right, out of all the staff that all got them, who ended up with the one that was a core system?
Well, you should have paid more money.
No,
is that the core system probably has cheaper components?
Shame on people forgetting one without a hard
drive.
So
you should
have one of the fundamental.
What happened to the
core
one that you got for your friend?
He broke two of them, and that's because he's an idiot.
That's what
you
should have told Martin.
All he did
was
play Halo 2 on it anyway. He didn't need one. I should have just got him another Xbox. He would have been happy.
Mm.
You can't play it on the 360 anyway.
It plays so weird.
Apparently it's different on the 360. It's like, hang on, it's the same game.
Yeah, it's in high definition on the 360.
It's not on his TV, it's not.
This black and white portable shit, is it?
No, it's just like...
His 8-line.
120 quid sort of widescreen 32-inch TV, which is made in India, I expect, or something. It came from Tesco.
It's made by a Pakistani.
It is RGB wired. It's still running well, actually, to be fair, the TV, but... Apparently you can't play on the 360. I reckon it's just more the controller you can't get his head around, which is better than the original Xbox One anyway.
Mm.
But there you go.
Mine is face down in the dump, which means I can't watch DVDs anymore. In place of my TV, I have
consumer electronics just aren't. You just don't work well with consumer electronics. Broken TVs, broken 360s.
How are the TV DVD for years?
No. I reckon you had 4 replacements of that as well.
No, it was a.
I reckon you just got negative energy. Coursing through you.
Nothing else.
Don't start some fucking pseudoscientific bollocks with
us. I had a PlayStation 2
or else
original.
I'll set my science cast on you.
I had a PlayStation 2
science
original cast. And it lasted for ages. It was still in immaculate condition when I got rid of it.
Bollocks.
Yeah, it was. The only reason I got rid of it was because I got fed
it's
you.
Crap.
My refurbished PlayStation 2
was going
half the time.
Xbox, and I caved in, and then all I had to do was wave Halo under my nose, and I was like, alright, I'll trade it in.
Yeah, my refurbished PlayStation 2 grumbles at me whenever I put discs into it. It's the noise it makes. It runs them though. Loads everything up and there's no scratches on the disc, so it's obviously just the motor and cheap refurbishing. By game. That's game group PLC in England. Their refurbished PlayStation 2s don't buy one because all anyone's done is opened it up, hoovered it, and put it back together again.
I had to give my PC a good hoovering. It was time to put in a new graphics card. The amount of dust in that damn thing. That's what you want. Instead of oil, you need like a Hoover thing, and you just turn it on. It's an extra fan. It'll all you'll get is dust go out the ass end of you. What the hell?
Halo 3.
I don't know.
Flood.
There's something about masturbation behind there.
Some guy and the Master Chief.
What is the thing behind it, though?
Masturbation, not just for boys. This is true. I've seen photos of monkeys doing it.
Oh, it's...
It's an anime girl.
See, that's the worst
violently thing... Violently frigging herself.
That's the worst thing you would ever want to do, walking on your sister doing that.
Luckily, I don't have a sister.
Neither do I. Poor Paul.
Uh-oh.
I know, it depends on what kind of weirdo you are as well, of course.
Yeah. Ooh, no. Poker!
Apparently, that's Halo 3.
Jack playing poker. Yeah.
Yeah,
So after we've covered what?
We've covered fuck all.
Muslims with liquid bombs.
That'd make a good game.
I'm sure it's already been done.
You have to you have to play a terrorist and you've got to blow up a plane.
Yeah, don't think they'd get away with that too much. Rockstar will probably make it, actually. yeah, Muslims with Dead Rising, we covered what? Forward releases, which we didn't really take any notice of.
No, I just started playing Oblivion.
Yeah, you just started playing Oblivion.
We've
also covered sisters masturbating. So everything to do with everything, all those topics at the forefront of gaming.
If you want us to talk about something decent, see, this is what happens when you don't send us mail. We start talking about shit.
I get rudest on the show and
it
takes a rather negative turn.
I didn't think it wasn't my fault.
It is your fault.
I was all up for talking about... I've spoken about games more than anyone else here. You've played them more than anyone else here. While the show's been being recorded.
I haven't played any games.
Adam went on about Muslim communities and the integration that should be occurring.
We want more integration.
We need a Muslim on Gamercast.
Adam's running to be our local MP at the next general election.
Damn right.
We need a Muslim on Gamercast.
Yeah.
We need some positive discrimination.
Yes.
We need some minority groups represented.
It's a shame I couldn't get my mate Sally on here.
And a minute ago, next thing you were going to say
Muslim,
was
Muslim, but she's half. She comes from Persia, and the other half of her family's from Russia.
Prussian.
Ah,
I'm ringing.
Do you want me to pause it?
He's blowing up. No, we want to listen to his phone call.
Okay.
Hello. Okay.
It's his girlfriend.
I'm recording right now, so.
Hi!
The whole world
call,
can hear you.
Yeah, this phone call's going to go out, like, around the world. It's okay. Yeah, your dad's. Okay. Yeah, okay. Well, I've got football tonight, haven't I?
He's gonna go kick
him. Come get you afterwards.
Leather skin. I need to go find
Margaret.
You're leaving.
Okay. I would if you want.
Round monkeys.
Okay.
He's leaving the room.
Okay.
Brutus has left the building.
Hey. I think I just pissed my girlfriend off.
What, by telling her that our conversation's been broadcast across the world?
Well, that, and also telling her that after this I'm going to go and play football for an hour and then I won't see her until like 10:30 tonight.
Oh, well, tough luck.
My girlfriend's still waiting for me to go over. Right, is that it?
I don't know, is it?
Yeah.
I think so. We've now covered phone calls to my girlfriend as well.
Yeah, add that to the show notes. Next week, definitely we'll be doing a little bit more back into expansion pack to Civ 4, because by then I would have had the damn thing installed. Because I would have got bored of City of Heroes by then.
Yeah, if you want to borrow some of my commie books, feel free.
What, so we can do Lenin Cast?
Lenin Cast. The Code of the World. Of the War.
That's a Microsoft book.
I'd rather read Aircraft 1992 to 1993.
Hardcore, man.
That looks
or
like a
Halo
rat
in June. Yeah. So I'd say that was it for
you've
this
got some
week.
Editing to do to edit out all the shit we've been speaking about.
I'm not going
to
edit this.
You can edit it all down and condense it to about 3 minutes.
No, this is torture. This is for all those people that normally email us and could not be asked because they were doing something else.
Of course,
so
they have got
we
the
demand
option
emails.
Of just pressing stop on their media player.
No, they haven't.
They're still listening to us to think if it gets better.
Yeah, man. We know you're still listening.
It doesn't. This is the end.
No, we do the ending bit now. Feedback can go to feedback@gamercast.net.
It will.
Or it can be left on the blog at gamercast.net. Or you can even post on portalforums.net. And we encourage everyone to send in audio letters.
Yeah, we need more people on portalforums.net because it's been filled up by idiots from the Oblivion. So you're all morons.
Noob attack.
I actually loaded up the Portal Forums site recently just to have a look and see what was going on. Decided I wasn't going to comment on anything because I just decided that I hated everyone on there right away. Everyone's left that I used to know, and I didn't even like them that well.
Well, you're a bunch of tossers anyway, the ones that left.
And now it's all like 10-year-olds that play Oblivion. Not knocking Oblivion, to be honest with you, but they are all 10-year-olds in there. So you're okay.
Okay, so if we got anything else, have we got anything else to announce on Gamercast other than everyone on the forum sucks? Hey, I post on the forums.
They're your forums.
Yeah, it's
you need those people.
It's your website. You're the king. You're the lord.
They love to be hated.
So are we really done now?
Yeah, I think
we're
really
done.
Adam's getting his bag and he's leaving the room, so I think we are.
I'm seeing if I can get out before the show finishes.
Okay, everyone say bye.
Bye. See you next week. I want emails. I want some decent letters. I want something
funny. Next week.
Yeah, get Brutus. We'll get Brutus on again.
That would make my girlfriend happy. Yeah, you're not going to see me for a whole Sunday again.
Laters.
Bye.
See you next week on episode 39.